Thank you, Rick. Yeah, my name's Jamie Michael, and I am from Florida.
What part of Florida, may I ask?
I'm from Tampa.
Okay, Tampa. Okay.
Yeah.
Rick's favorite time.
Yeah. Well, it's actually funny. When Rick and I had first started talking, he spends quite a bit of time down in Florida, and he lives, his Florida home is about 2 minutes from my parents. So it was pretty ironic that happened after
Small world.
Small world, yeah. So my business partner and I, his name is Richard Adams, he and I had been discussing the idea of a new business here, and he had been looking for the opportunity to open up a data center for quite some time. He's worked in many data centers and really was excited about the opportunity to do that. He approached me, we talked about it, and he's got some family ties that brought him back here to the central Wisconsin area, and we started looking for an opportunity somewhere around the central Wisconsin area, and kind of put our business plan together, identified a location, and here we are. We have a new business. It's called Cyber One Data, and we are a Tier 2 data center.
Okay, and you're located at 141 Market Avenue. What had that site been?
Well, it actually had been, it's in a municipal building there over in the village of Port Edwards, and a church had owned the building at the time and hadn't been using it for a while, so it was really actually a great fit. They were not using it, so they were willing to basically to sell it to us, benefit them, and obviously benefit us. So it worked out really well.
Okay. Talk about what is your data center, what is a Tier 2 data center?
Well, Carl, a data center really effectively is a building or a facility that is used to protect a company's data and its assets, right?
So, right.
You know, computers, servers, they house data, and if you want to protect that, that information, you don't want to have that residing in your office, you use a data center. And really the crux behind a data center is there's levels of security, physical controls, those types of things, fire suppression system. So you're really paying to, you know, almost ensure that you don't have an incident with your information, with your data, you know, whether that be an employee that has access to a server that really shouldn't, and or a fire, for example, power, you know, you have bad storms here. You guys have had some pretty wicked storms here lately.
Yeah.
And you lose power. And so those are the kind of things that you protect yourself against as a small business using a data center.
What about hacking? Is this a data center something to help protect your data from getting hacked as well? Or?
It can. A data center is, and it depends on the level of service that you pay for, effectively.
Sure.
A data center is effectively, it's effectively more about the physical controls.
Okay.
But it, again, it just depends on what level of service you pay for. Some levels of service, we give you an area in the data center, we give you basically an IP address, right? You get an address to that server, and it's up to you to protect it from there. But there's other levels of service where we can certainly help with that.
If you're just joining us on The Morning Magazine, we're getting our Town of Rome update, and our special guest is Jamie Michaels. He's with a new company in our area, Cyber One Data. They're located at 141 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, and they're a Tier 2 data center. How many employees do you have right now?
Right now, we just have two employees.
You and your partner?
Myself and my business partner, Richard Adams.
Right.
And we expect to grow in this area. But right now, we've got the manpower we need as we continue to build, grow, you know, get new customers.
Why Central Wisconsin?
Well, my business partner, Richard Adams, has family ties here. Brought him back not too long ago. And we were looking around and had identified another location, and unfortunately that location didn't work out, but we did find the current location on Market Avenue, and it's very close. Richard Adams is now a resident here in Port Edwards, and so it was a great fit.
How did Reggie help with all of that?
Well, that's one of the missions of Reggie, is to facilitate this. His original site was in a TIF in Port Edwards, and because of the municipal building being close enough to that TIF, it fell under the umbrella of a TIF district. And Port Edwards, again, many communities don't have a lot of first-hand experience with a TIF district. Reggie, I do. And so the folks on the village board asked me to help, and gradually we peeled back some layers here, and there was some incentives that the village of Port Edwards gave to Cyber One, and Reggie was able to assist in writing an agreement and getting the village comfortable with how that all worked and their reporting and the things that go on. And then a shout out to the Heart of Wisconsin and Melissa, helped with some bridge financing. But Reggie was there to help the village understand how it could utilize its TIF district and how it could help a business start up, and then to explain to Jamie and Richard how slowly government works.
Yes, and we should mention, for those of you who are going, what is Reggie? That's the Regional Economic Growth Initiative. And so,
thank you, Carl. So Jamie, what kind of businesses here would benefit from accessing a data center?
Well, really, there's all types of businesses. I mean, if you think about the environment today, so many different types of businesses use computers, they use servers, they move data.
Right.
And so it's not exclusive to any one particular industry. It could be, a transportation company, an accounting firm, a law firm. You know, everybody is generating and storing data. And data is, if you think about it, it's really important to a business. If you just think about for a minute, if you don't have it, what is the impact to your business? I mean, it's really a question you have to ask yourself as a business owner. So, you know, to isolate it down to a certain industry, it really can be used for any
business
industry.
Size matter?
Business size really doesn't matter.
Everybody uses computers nowadays.
Everybody uses computers. Lots of businesses have servers. We find that, you know, if you go into a typical small business, can't afford to have a full-time IT guy on staff.
Right.
And oftentimes they may have a server or two servers, you know, and it's in a closet and it doesn't have, you know, the proper cooling. There's dirt and there's dust, you know, so you don't get the longevity out of a physical piece of hardware that you would expect. So, and that's a case that's pretty common. And so those are the types of situations or, occurrences where you can give consideration to a data center. And, you know, with technology, it evolves so fast that using a data center is very affordable now for businesses, small, medium, large. So it's really something to consider because it's scaled to that point.
It's almost like you have other forms of insurance as another form of insurance.
That's a great analogy. It really is.
And you have backup for all of that too.
You have backup for all that too. Really, you know, backup is one thing, that we talk about a lot actually, as I meet with new customers and we kind of explore their use of a data center. And one of the scenarios we hear often is, you know, I do back up my data. And the question we always like to ask is, well, if that data is backed up, and let's say in unfortunate circumstances that your building burns down, well, what do you do with that data? Right? You have to retrieve that data from wherever it is, and then you have to have servers or, you know, computers to put that data back on and all the applications. So, you know, in reality, you might have your data backed up, but it might take you a week to get that back up online and get your business running. So there's a lot of questions that you want to kind of probe.
So let's use that example there. If you have a catastrophic fire, if you were using a data center like your business, you'd be back up and running a lot quicker because it's there.
It's right there. And then you take some other precautions. So you could have, with us, you might have another server on standby, for example. We move the data over to that server, and they could be up. You could be back up and running within a few hours, maybe a day at the most.
What's been your experience with the infrastructure we have here? This area has invested a lot with the various companies and the infrastructure for high tech and everything else. What's been your impression of this area in terms of the infrastructure for your business?
We've been very surprised and very happy to see that the infrastructure is here. As a data center, it's important that we have internet connectivity, for example. Mm-hmm. So the fact that there's fiber all through this area is huge. That really serves us as a business, as a data center, and serves business in the area that could use a data center, because it really it facilitates quick transmission of data, to put it simply.
Actually, studies that we've done here, mm-hmm. from an economic development perspective, have identified a data center as one of the primary startups that would be acceptable here for a couple of reasons. One is the lack of natural disasters.
Right.
We don't have earthquakes and floods and things like that. A tornado and a thunderstorm are about it, unless mosquitoes carry it away. And the other part is that we're equidistant between Minneapolis and Chicago, and even Sand Valley has identified that as a corridor of 66 million potential customers. Mm-hmm. So having that infrastructure in place, having the low cost of land acquisition and things here in the scale of our economy makes this very attractive business and a very growth-orientated opportunity for Jamie and Richard.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how long have you been in town now, or been in business in the area?
We started actually back in October. It's taken some time to get up and running. You know, with the data center, you're upgrading or you're installing power,
sure.
fire suppression systems, you know, all those kinds of infrastructure things. So it's taken a little bit of time, but we're here and we're up and running, and we're super excited about it.
So how would any business that wanted to talk to you about becoming a customer get in touch with you?
Well, they can call us. They can probably the easiest way to do it is to visit our website, and they can kind of just get an overview of who we are and what we do, and give us a call. We're glad to bring you down to the data center and show you what it's all about. Or we'll come out and visit you, and we'll sit down and talk to you about your business, about the data, and how we can help.
CyberOneData.com?
CyberOneData.com.
Okay. Yeah, well, welcome to the community.
Thank you, sir.
Hopefully you get so busy that you have to hire additional help, and we have the educational infrastructure here to help
yes.
with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Mr. Technical College and,
yep.
and like, so.
Exactly, yep.
So hopefully we'll hear about your business growing greatly.
I'd love to come back and talk about that.
Yeah. And I guess this is just an example of what it takes.
It is, and it's the collaboration and the pool of talent, and I've talked about it before, but from Reggie's perspective, the collaboration that we have ongoing right now, I can't remember in my lifetime, and between Wood County and the City of Rapids, Adams County, the Chambers, Portage County, Encourage, the foundations, mm-hmm. Everything is very collaborative. We're looking out for the better of the community, and It's a great sense of belonging.
What's your impression of the area?
You know, it's been very supportive. Realizing what an impact the paper mill going away has had on the community and the reception from the village of Port Edwards and even Wisconsin Rapids was tremendous. I think that the residents have been very. They have been very supportive, and the fact that they've got kind of a technology company opening here, I think they've been a little bit enamored with, and so it's been really neat.
Well, if you remember, Renaissance Learning started in Port Edwards,
right.
in a home.
Oh yeah, that's right. I've heard that story.
I
have
in their garage.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say I really do need to thank Rick and with Reggie and Melissa. We didn't know anything about a TIF, what a TIF was, and, you know, kind of all the inner working. So we couldn't have got here without them. So I do want to say thanks. I appreciate it.
Now all we can do is find some time for him to get out on the golf course.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.